The Biden administration banned housing discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation and gender identity. But this gain in protections for the LGBTQ community could be tenuous. President Joe Biden signed an executive order last year that directs the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to prohibit this type of discrimination under the Fair Housing Act. However, Pam Bean with Montana Fair Housing says the protections were not put into place permanently under the law.
It was done through executive order, so that can be changed very easily with the next round of elections and who becomes president.
Political rhetoric attacking the LGBTQ community ramped up in the lead-up to the midterm elections. In an assessment of the state's policy toward the community, the Movement Advancement Project rated Montana low. Bean says discrimination toward LGBTQ people still is prevalent in the housing realm. She uses the example of putting up decorations for the holidays, such as Christmas or Thanksgiving, which isn't something a landlord typically receives a complaint about. But that isn't always the case for someone who puts up a rainbow flag, for instance.
Should someone display materials for decorations that involve sexual orientation or gender identity support or affiliation, suddenly they start experiencing corrective action notices up to eviction.
Bean says discrimination likely has been rising as LGBTQ community members have felt more comfortable expressing themselves.
There has been an increase, and the increase has occurred because people are more open about their belief system than, quote, staying in the closet, end quote, that has had to occur historically.
Bean says people who believe they have experienced discrimination based on their sexual orientation or gender identity can reach out to Montana Fair Housing or the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.